Okay. We're going to see now Rabbeinu Bechaya on the Ora Shelo Yokum Es Divrei Torah Zos, Lasos Olsam. Now, this Ora is one of those Oras that it says Shelo Yokum Es Divrei Torah Zos, and the problem is, what exactly is Yokum Es Divrei Torah Zos? Is this a general law for everything? What exactly are we referring to? So Rabbi Mordechai says, "Zeklal lechol mitzvah shebetorah." It is a klal for all mitzvahs, but it's not just simply that you don't do the mitzvahs. Ubir akosar shelokim amitzvahs belibo kloma sheyodben biyamin bekulon shein emes achaz lanedora shein botelos agufa nefesh ve'ein bekulon mitzvah achaz vatolo. The word yokim, I guess we would sort of take it from the Gemara Lashon of Kiyum Shtaris, which would be to validate, to confirm. What does it mean to validate that the mitzvahs are emes? It means that the mitzvahs are of benefit to one. One can keep mitzvahs faithfully with the following attitude. God is almighty. God, you don't want to get on God's bad side. Or if you feel a little bit more refined than that, you can say that it's God has the right to impose his will, just like the owner of a house has the right to paint his house dark black with purple spangles, and you know, that's his right. So a person's attitude towards Torah mitzvahs could be, I don't think they're worthwhile, I don't like them, and so on, but God has the right or the might to do it. That's lacking in yakim. Yakim means I feel and believe that the mitzvahs are positive actions that bring about to elos to a person. And there, and he says there's not one mitzvah that is levatolo. Zera shalakim lasoysom. Sheikayim belibo emuna chazoka sheroi lasoysom. Person needs to have in his heart a very firm emuna, a very firm belief that the mitzvahs are all positive actions. And then he says, he also brings she'enim agbiya sefer Torah la'aretz kivatzu la'am. He brings a lashon, Chazal say that it's talking about somebody who's not magbiya sefer Torah la'aretz kivatzu la'am. He doesn't, when he goes hagba, he doesn't show everybody the letters. Ramban brings it, Rabbi Mechaya. It's a little bit kind of, it certainly can't mean it literally, it's weird. What it means is, I am not proud to show it off. You lift and hold up something high that you're proud of. There are other things, you know, a person has a trophy, lifts it up and holds it up high. A person needs a stick to walk on, he doesn't lift it up and hold it up high. It's a necessity, but he's not proud of it. The person needs to be proud of the Torah and feel that it's positive. Obviously, the mitzvahs that are chok, the sense of it being positive is not that we can translate it in sichlius and figure it out, but an intuitive sense that the inyanim of kedusha are a benefit to a person. That a person feels that kedusha adds to him in a way that maybe he can't articulate in mundane terms, but he still feels proud of kedusha and tara and tveikus and all those inyanim. Yes?
Rebbe? How do we recognize this as Tohelas Aguf? Tohelas HaNefesh seems to be more easier to understand, but Tohelas Aguf, how does that apply for many mitzvahs?
I'm not sure how to read it. I'm not sure that it means each mitzvah has to have both a Tohelas Aguf and a Nefesh. Hard to see where tzitzit is good for the guf unless you're in a cold climate. But I think it means either or, kind of, mm-hmm. Or the guf as a vehicle of kedusha for the neshama. I don't think it means that the mitzvahs need to have a Tohelas. It means the person as a person in every aspect. That I think is how I would learn it. The next one is a Rambam in Hilchos Deos. This deals with the inyan of Midas, what we call Midas, Midas Tovas, and so on. Where are Midas Tovas listed in the Torah? So indirectly, certainly there are many psukim and yanim in the Nevuim that talk about people are haughty, people are greedy, jealous, and so on. But is there a mitzvah directly? And what is the mitzvah for midas tovus? So the Rambam learns, it's in this pasuk. It says, Yikimcha Hashem lo'olam kodosh kashenish v'loch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you into a holy nation as he sworn to you. When? Kisish ma'as mitzvah Hashem akecha, if you keep the mitzvahs, v'holachta v'drachav, and you walk in his paths. So that's an added element to keeping mitzvahs. It's keeping mitzvahs, and there's something called v'holachta v'drachav. That's going to be midos. We're going to try to explain how that fits in the pasuk as we go on in the Rambam. The Rambam starts like this. First of all, the Rambam has a strange name for midos. He calls it deos. I would venture to guess as follows, and this Rambam is not a translation from Arabic, this is Mishnah Torah, so he was very, very selective about it. The truth is the word midos, the way we have it, is not a Hebrew, it's not a biblical Hebrew. The Rambam says deus, calls it deus, I think he means as follows. Every midah is a reaction that exists, it sits on an elementary attitude, elementary perspective of life. So if my perspective is I should have as much as the other person and he has more, that's jealousy. If my attitude is those things that I wish to be should be, and they're frustrated by somebody, I become frustrated and I get angry. There are many, many different types of sort of basic perspectives, and the emotional quality that we call a midah is usually an outgrowth of a certain perception. For a person who doesn't think he ought to have, there's no jealousy. The Rambam says like this, Deos har b'yesh cholach v'bnei adam. Every person has many different deos. Again, all sorts of attitudes, perspectives. Zu mishur mizur chokim zu b'yesha. From extreme to extreme, in other words, it's not that everybody is born with the same set, but there's actually great variety. There are people that are born very, very excitable, very, they get steady easily. Some people are very settled and they really get angry. Once in a while. Some people are very haughty. Some are shpal ruach v'yesa. Some are balataiva, always greedy, wanting. And some sort of have a very, very spiritual side. They don't even care for the things that the body would need. There's some people that have big appetite for money. No matter how much money they have, it's never enough. Some are very ascetic. Some are ascetic. Not ascetic, but he means besaglas v'rov. The kovetz yodo means he is extremely, it's a miser. For him to spend a nickel is very painful, and some people are spendthrifts and just toss out the money. All of these, this applies to all those things that we can call middles, or deos, the Rambam says, a variety of different, a whole spectrum ranging from one extreme to another extreme. Next paragraph. And there is a midpoint between the two extremes. So he says there's an extreme for each one, and some sort of midpoint. Then he says, all those days, some as a general truth of all of these attitudes. Some are deos that a person is born with. Some are things he's not born with, but he has a propensity for it, and as soon as the opportunity comes, they seem to snap into place. Some the person is picked up from others, he was brought up in a certain way, or some of them he has sort of led himself to, is sort of Eile to be let to see and he found himself in such and such a Deya, or sometimes he actually trained himself. So Deos themselves come in a range that goes from extreme to extreme, and they're the product of either innate and potentially, developed consciously, developed by circumstance, and so on. Now he says, between each extreme, he says, both extremes are not a good road. Vein royal of them left, so he shouldn't go there, v'lam la'atzma, and not do it. And if he finds himself biased in one direction or the other, or let's say he's already gotten into a rut, he needs to push himself back to go on the good road, which is the straight road. And he's going to say in a second, the straight road is the midpoint between all the deos. I want to stop and talk about this, because this is the crucial point of the Rambam in his description of deos and so on. The idea of a golden mean is not this way earlier than Rambam. And the problem with it is, first of all, Chazal said themselves, kol hashomer chayso, a person needs to weigh and measure his way that he's going. The problem with the mean is as follows. What is the golden mean? Is it that a person, let's take an example. If we do a very crude mean, we're going to come up with something that's absurd. For instance, how much food can I not eat? The answer is, I cannot eat, I can eat zero food. That's the least I can eat. That's pretty easy. What's the most I can eat? So I haven't really tried it, but let's for argument's sake, say 10 pounds of food I'm capable of stuffing down. So the two extremes are 0 and 10. Does 5 pounds become the median? No, of course not. It's absurd. A person can engage in Tavis Nashim not at all, or he can engage with 10 Nashim a day. So it's 5 Nashim a day medium. I mean, where does that medium go? A person gets angry, somebody gets angry, blows up 3 times a day, and somebody doesn't get angry at all. So 1.5 times, it's silly. A medium also has to, and for instance, what was considered 100 years ago, being dressed moderately, neither conservative nor over revealing, today is laughable. What today would be considered to be moderate would have been scandalous 100 years ago. So what's moderate, what's scandalous? I think the Rambam is alluding to an akuda be'etzem that I think is deeper, and it's also, we also have to understand the Rambam is going to be telling us very soon that this is the Derech Hashem, as Hashem wants. I mean, to say that Hashem is moderate, Hashem doesn't, he doesn't drink or smoke to excess. He kind of drinks and smokes in moderation. But what do you mean he's moderate? Everybody doesn't lose his temper all that often, only on occasion. The words don't mean anything. So the pshat's like this. Maral speaks about in his language, I mean, he uses the word kitzavos and so on. Whenever, let's take example anger. So I have a certain enjoyment in getting angry, and anger becomes an end unto itself. I like blowing up, I get a chias from it, I get a cheshik. Or vice versa, there's a person who sort of runs away controversy, he enjoys kind of apathy and sluggishness and ease and so laid backness. They become ends in themselves. That's called an extreme. So one person gorges, and the extreme of gorging is to the extreme. So he's a person who is he gorges himself on food. He indulges. The other person gets some sort of a pleasure out of being an ascetic. Neither of those are right. A person is supposed to aim for a third point, which is avodas Hashem. So just like, let's take a simple example. Some people have a hang up that they want to not eat. They want to sort of be this, suffering soul. That's where they get their attention from. And one person loves food and he gets his pleasure in life out of food. An athlete is neither. He's all about running, but he sits down and says to himself, in order for me to run, I need X amount of protein, X amount of carbohydrates. I need to feel good about the meal, but I can't feel heavy about the meal. So this is the meal I ought to eat. So the meal for him serves neither of the extremes inherent, but it's rather for another surface. A teacher walks into a classroom. He shouldn't sometimes blow off steam, but not always. He should ask himself, what is the attitude my students need? Do I need to show distance? Do I need to yell? Do I need to be friendly? Do I need to ignore? When I get angry, it's not because of my need to vent. It's because of the need of the student to see displeasure or intense displeasure. If I'm holding back from venting, it's not because I enjoy being laid back, because the student needs not to be intruded upon or whatever it is. Akadosh Baruch Hu is not any one of the middles. Akadosh Baruch Hu uses the middles. Akadosh Baruch Hu sometimes shows us kas, sometimes shows us simcha, in order to give us some feedback where we're holding. And he says, Haderech HaYeshar, it is a straight road. He mida beininis. It is an intermediate mida. In other words, a mida that makes use of both. If I give a good example of it, you have a hot water pipe in your house and a cold water pipe coming into the shower. The cold water is cold, the hot water is hot. Intermediate does not mean the exact even temperature. It means the temperature that suits you. It has nothing to do with the heat, it has to do with the cold, it has to do with you and your body. So the meter base for each day, it is as far from each extreme as the other. It doesn't mean it's midpoint technically. It means it has nothing to do, the athlete's eating has nothing to do with mortification, and it has nothing to do with gorging. It has to do with something else completely. Neither the two are the factors. The Ainu Krave Lilzu Lezu. Lefikotzi Chomeshain. That's why Chacham said, the Adam Shom the Ois of Tamid. A person needs to evaluate where he's going. He sits and evaluates the Midas. And he directs them to a certain path. Kideishe Shalom Begufo. That he should be an Adam Shalom. The word Gufo here means obviously more Nefesh. The person says to himself, what is the mode I need to do? How much do I need to drive, and how much do I need acceptance? What ketzad? A person should not be angry person who blows up, and not apathetic like a dead body, but he needs to be in the middle. He should get upset with things that one ought to get upset, so that it's not done a second time. But he's not getting upset because he needs to blow off steam. He's upset because that's the appropriate interaction is kas. He should want things that the body wants, that the body needs. Like it says, a tzaddik eats sova nafsho. A person should say to himself, the purpose of eating is to be healthy, and it's wonderful to be healthy and alive and capable of functioning. What are the things that will make me healthy, and those are the things I wish to have, and you develop an appetite for the good. A person shouldn't work in business where business becomes an end in itself. A person should say to himself, the goal of it is to support myself. What do I need? And he shouldn't be too stingy, but he shouldn't throw his money. He should give tzedakah as is appropriate for him. And that's also throwing money is sometimes not a result of good-heartedness, it's a midah, not a midah tova. And it's not the person says to himself, God has endowed me with X amount of money, how will I use it in a responsible way? What are my real needs? How much I give to others? And so on and so forth. The person says, well, yalla, here, write a check, do this, that. Not coming from midah tovas always. And this is the same thing, a person shouldn't be frivolous, but he shouldn't be depressed. He should always be happy in a very, very pleasant way, in a subdued way, and v'chein shah de'oisav. All of his deos should fall in line it. V'derech suhi derech chachamim. This is the way of chacham. It's the way of chacham because it's dictated by das and not by the midah itself. That's the critical piece over here. And the Rambam, many places, he speaks about the you give me this, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu this. A person who is an extreme means the midas have hold of him. So when anger gets him, he blows up, and when laziness gets hold of him, he eases off. It's the fact that it's sometimes like this and like that has nothing to do with it. He's a prisoner of his moods. Seichel says this is a time to act resolutely. This is a time to accept and pull back. That's chachma. Whenever you have the day of bainis, that's a result of chachma. Now he says, somebody's medak himself more, and he's misrachik a little bit to one side or the other, it's called a chassid. This is something that needs an explanation. If the perfect role is the midpoint, where's the room for a chassid? He brings an example, and he says if a person goes away from gaiva to an extreme, he's called a chassid. Whereas in the middle is a chacham, and so on. He said chassidim rishonim would move away a little bit from one end to the other. Looking at some of the Rambam's other writings as Sfarim, what the Rambam means is as follows: there are certain midas and anhagas that there is an innate bias towards one side or the other. And for instance, gaiva is tough because everybody has a very, very strong sense of self, and you need to move in one direction to sort of, in other words, compensate, but to sort of make sure that you don't get, that you don't go the other direction. So there is something there that is appropriate in terms of not because your goal should be the midpoint, but the only way you'll be at the midpoint is by moving a little bit ahead. It's like a safety margin. It's just like when we construct things, we don't apply the laws of physics, we add a safety factor. So a person in his middos, we know where our tendencies lie, and if we try to tread the midpoint, our bias is going to pull us in one direction or the other, so we need to sort of compensate. I think that's the pshat in this Rambam. And the Rambam says, "Umetzuvme anu lalechas bedroch me'labenim." There's a mitzvah. We have a chiyuv to go with this derech habeni. Veheim adrochim atoivim vayisharim. And this is good, and this is called yosher. I also want to explain the term yosher. It's called yosher because a straight line means it's never veering to any of the extremes. It's kind of, when you want to make a straight line with a compass always traces a circle. When you have two circles intersect and then you go to the other side, you get a straight line because it's the point that's being pulled equally by two sides in a certain sense. And shvehim adrochim atovim vayisharim shem v'lachim bedrocha. This is tov and yosher, like says adrocha. Kach lom nepeish mitzvazu. This is how they explain the mitzvah of Alach Tavadrocha. Mahunikra chana fatari chana, mahunikra achma fatari rachum, kodosh, kodosh, val derech ze kro nevim lekel b'chol oisna kinuyim, erech apayim rav chesed, tzarek v'yashet tom, givu chazet zibahem. Lodia shein drochim toy misha. So the Rambam here makes the following point, and this is another aspect of the mitzvah here. The Rambam is bothered by somewhat of a question. He says, Mela, when a Navi says God's right hand struck out at the Mitzrayim or whatever it is, so that's a metaphor for a certain event. So metaphors of events, we understand what that means. When you speak about Rachum and Hanun in a general way about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you seem to be describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's personality. How do you describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's personality? So he says, Val Korchoch, and this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this sort of is a description of the difference between Midos and Maisa Mitzvahs. Maisa Mitzvahs are specific activities. Midos, or Deos he calls them, we would call that a pattern of behavior. just like a road, and the two things about a road, if somebody asks what's called a derech, there are two elements of a road. One is there's an end goal to it. If somebody paves a road between no place to no place, that's not a road, it's a piece of paved ground. A road means it's going someplace. Secondly, a road means that each and every point on it falls along a certain axis, a certain algorithm. You can make a formula for it from point A to point B. Along at this latitude, that latitude, the other latitude, or whatever. You can make those, the points come together, and when you talk about a road, you're not talking about any one point, you're talking about a whole pattern. Maisa mitzvahs relate to specific activities. A lulav, an esrog, a pair of tefillin, a dollar for tzedakah. A midah is, well, what's a general pattern behavior? Should I be reaching out to others? Not reaching out. Yes, whenever a maisa mitzvah comes along, I do the maisa mitzvah. And this is there are some people that this is their attitude. I've heard from some people who consider themselves elites of Torah, yeshivas, that no, there's no such thing as midas. It's all full of it. There's only maisa mitzvahs, and where there's a chiyuv tzedakah, that's where there's a chiyuv tzedakah. It's a maisa tzedakah, but all a lot of lumdish words. Wrong. Rambam says that the reason why we call Hakadosh Baruch Hu Rachum, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us with a pattern, and imitating that pattern. So generally speaking, my mahala, the derech habeinus with other people is that the road is a road of chesed. It requires adjusting. It sometimes requires sometimes being strong. Requires sometimes even being angry. Requires sometimes being maybe achzori, but the road itself is the road of Tov. It's the road of Rachum and Chanun. V'chayev adam l'chanin atzom hen oldam esot v'yikorchot. A person has an obligation from Lachtav Dachav to conduct himself that way and as best as possible imitate this. Then the Rambam says, how does one acquire it? We're talking about not a particular, I can say, hini mukhurim zuman, I'm going to take a little vanesri. I'm going to get off the davening. But how do you become kind? The ketzad yargal adam atzav v'deis elot shikvu. Well, how does he do it? Yaseh v'yishaneh v'yishalz v'maishash oisal p'deis emtsoiz. He needs to exercise and do these things again and again and again. V'yaseh v'tomid. Achyu maseim kalim olav. Till it becomes easy. V'lev v'tarach olav. V'yikav v'adeis v'nefashas. So the Rambam says, repeating it until it becomes second nature is really the mitzvah. I want to explain this. In the world of maisa mitzvahs, had a person, I don't know, let's take a mitzvah, it might be difficult. Let's say a person putting it on film. So he needs to do whatever he needs to do to put on film. Let's say a person spent his whole life, it's hard to wake up in the morning, he gets up in a rush, with a lot of mitzvahs, then he puts on film and forces himself. Is he mekayim it? Is that a good kiyum? Excellent kiyum. Even if every day it's a struggle to do it. Yes, it is. I was reading about Rabbi Yassel Chanev Racha, the one in his house, his grandson was staying over. He used to wake up 2 o'clock every morning. He said, even in his last years, he had a whole thing worked out. He would wake up at a minute or two, or whatever it was. He would throw the blanket off him and jump up, wash his hands, and splash cold water on his face. He needed to fight. Is that a chisar? No. But in these middles, if it's a struggle, it's not your middle. That's the point over here. A middle means this is a description, it's an algorithm of your behavior pattern. A struggle means it's not yours. It's discrete actions. It's not this is the flow of your maisim. So in midos specifically, there's a chiyuv to keep doing it until it becomes you. Olafis Hashemus El Nikabin Ayyitsa. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called by these names, V'heim Aderech HaBeinish L'Chayam Lechespo, and it is the road that's been set for us as to go in it, Nikoder Suder Hashem. This is called Hashem's way because A, Hashem displays himself this way, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to emulate it. This is the road of God. The road of God in the sense, it's the road that he sets and the road we're expected to travel on. V'chi shalimin Avram bonu lebonim. Now, Avram, more than mitzvahs, he taught them this derech. Ki yidatav ashetzav asponav shayach listen, derech over there, I forgot the pasuk. He was mitzavah them to go in these drachim. These are the derech. V'ahoylech b'derech zu, and if a person does that, mevi tovo bracha la'atzmoy. She'ne'am alman hove Hashem l'Avram es asher diba olav. So the Rambam says that these middos are fundamental behavior patterns. Let's review the Rambam a minute, because the Rambam here is really, really, we're talking about some of the most important halachas. Besides Maisa Mitzvahs, which is the rest of the Rambam, there's a much broader realm of divine activities. These are activities where HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts not only specific ma'isim expects of us, but a pattern of behavior. The pattern of behavior mimics the pattern of behavior HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set for us. The cloud godl in this pattern of behavior is it's set by goals and values rather than knee-jerk reactions, than inborn, innate reactions or stuff that you picked up unthinking for society. It requires thinking about it and setting up what your activities are dictated by the mind. And then it requires that a person integrate in himself so that it becomes part and parcel of himself. Okay.